and that's when the line collapsed. I don't remember it all at once. I see these flashes, people running, grunts, reporters. I remember a newsman with a big Yosemite Sam mustache trying to pull a Beretta from his vest before three burning Jeeps pulled him down. I remember a dude forcing open the door of a news van, jumping in, throwing out a pretty blonde reporter, and trying to drive away before a tank crushed them both. Two news choppers crashed together, showering us with their own steel rain. One Comanche driver, brave, beautiful motherfucker, tried to turn his rotor onto the oncoming G's. The blade diced a path right down their mast before catching on a car and hurling him into the A&P. Shooting. Crazy random shooting. I took a round in the sternum, in my armor center plate. I felt like I'd run into a wall, even though I'd been standing still. It knocked me on my ass. I couldn't breathe. And just then, some dumbass lobbed a flashbang right in front of me. The world was white. My ears were ringing. I froze. Hands were clawing me, grabbing my arms. I kicked and punched. I felt my crotch get warm and wet. I shouted, but I couldn't even hear my own voice. More hands, stronger, were trying to haul me somewhere. Kicking, squirming, cursing, crying. Suddenly a fist clocked me in the jaw. It didn't knock me out, but I was suddenly relaxed. These were my buddies. Zach, don't punch. They dragged me into the closest Bradley. My vision cleared just long enough to see the line of light vanish with the closing hatch.
Wainio reaches for another cue, then abruptly decides against it.
I know professional historians like to talk about how Yonkers represented a catastrophic failure of the modern military apparatus, how it proved the old adage that armies perfect the art of fighting the last war just in time for the next one. Personally, I think that's a big old sack of it. Sure, we were unprepared. Our tools, our training, everything I just talked about, all one class A gold standard clusterfuck. But the weapon that really failed wasn't something that rolled off an assembly line. It's as old as, I don't know, I guess as old as war. It's fear, dude. Just fear. And you don't have to be Sun Freakin' Sue to know that the real fighting isn't about killing or even hurting the other guy. It's about scaring him enough to call it a day. Break their spirit. That's what every successful army goes for, from tribal face paint to the blitzkrieg to, what do we call the first round of Gulf War II? Shock and awe? Perfect name. Shock and awe. But what if the enemy can't be shocked and awed? Not just won't, but biologically can't. That's what happened that day outside New York City. That's the failure that almost lost us the whole damn war. The fact that we couldn't shock and awe Zach boomeranged right back in our faces and actually allowed Zach to shock and awe us. They're not afraid. No matter what we do, no matter how many we kill, they will never, ever be afraid. Yonkers was supposed to be the day we restored confidence to the American people. Instead, we practically told them to kiss their ass goodbye. If it weren't for the Southfrickin' plan, I have no doubt we'd all be slouching and moaning right now. The last thing I remember was the Bradley being tossed like a Hot Wheels car. I don't know where the hit was, but I'm guessing it must have been close. I'm sure had I still been standing out there exposed, I wouldn't be standing here today. Have you ever seen the effects of a thermobaric weapon? Have you ever asked anyone with stars on their shoulders about them? I bet my ballsack you'll never get the full story. You'll hear about the heat and pressure, the fireball that continues expanding, exploding, and literally crushing and burning everything in its path. Heat and pressure, that's what thermobaric means. Sounds nasty enough, right? What you won't hear about is the immediate after effect, the vacuum created when that fireball suddenly contracts. Anyone left alive will either have the air sucked right out of their lungs or, and they'll never admit this to anyone, have their lungs ripped right out of their mouth. Obviously, no one's going to live long enough to tell that kind of horror story. Probably why the Pentagon's been so good at covering up the truth. But if you ever see a picture of a G, or even an example of a real walking specimen, and he's got both airbags and windpipe just dangling out from his lips, make sure you give him my number. I'm always up for meeting another veteran of Yonkers.